To most people, the 2022 Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl was just another football game. But to the Lao American community, it was a moment of great pride as two Lao last names battled it out. AJ Bongpachon rose from the youth football fields of Western Washington to playing in a sold-out SoFi Stadium on national TV. Behind his rise, a strong work ethic, an NFL dream, and most importantly, a supportive family. After an incredible 4 years at Utah State, AJ has decided to finish out his college career by helping BYU make the transition into one of college football's top conferences, the Big 12.
All right, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of C4 Podcast, Southeast Asian Athlete Achievement Through Adversity. My name is Coach Andetka, and I'm here with my co-host, John Messina, and we have an amazing guest today. So again, the podcast, I mean, we want to talk about like adversity, right? We love hearing the stories of people that are accomplishing great things. And, you know, through that, they had to go through some obstacles to get there. You know, it makes the reward that much sweeter, right? So, but hey, if you guys haven't already, please go ahead and follow our page on Facebook and on Instagram, Lao American Sports. Like, comment, share. If you guys know of anybody that would be great, guests for, you know, that has an amazing story, please, you know, message us on Facebook or Instagram. All right. So without further ado, I will let John introduce our guest.
Yeah. Today we're joined by AJ Bongpachon, and thank you to everybody who's been patient. AJ, we had numerous people reach out asking if we could get you on, that they wanted to hear your story. We opted to wait till summer, knowing how busy a student athlete like you is. My own daughter's a college athlete, and we know there's not a lot of time during the school year and especially during the season. So we hope your summer's going well. We're glad to have you on, and a lot of the listeners will be very excited to hear your story. Before we jump into it, you know, we've been giving some shout outs to small businesses on here. If you'd like a shout out, just DM us. Send us a message through the Lao American Sports Hall of Fame or the podcast. We would be happy to do that. This one, we're actually going to give a shout out this time to a business in Laos, Scenic Coffee. I had the opportunity to try this amazing coffee when I was in Vientiane. It's actually owned by the uncle of Nara C. Havong, episode 18, the wrestling coach. His son, Dawson, Stanford wrestler, was part of the Lao American athlete contingent, along with my daughter. At the SEA Games, we got to check out the coffee shop, the cafe, incredible coffee. They have locations around Laos. They actually grow their own coffee in the Paksay region. Really cool sort of fusion of Lao and French flavors and ambiance. Uncle Sinuk spent 30 years in France before going back to Laos to start up this coffee company. It's incredible. So if you're in Vientiane, Paksay, any of the major cities, find a Sinuk coffee location. So with that, we are going to jump into the interview with AJ. AJ's coming to us originally out of Washington. Now, for the last several years, was at Utah State. Now just signed with BYU. We're excited to see how that goes. So, AJ, welcome to the show. Start off with telling everybody a little bit about your origins in Laos, or your mom or your dad's origins in Laos, like what you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I don't know it's a whole lot, but I mean, he's originally from, I believe, Savannah. I can't pronounce it. But it's
Co was born there too.
There it is.
That's where I'm from.
Perfect. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I probably that's grew up where they're from. Anyone back in the day.
probably. Yeah, so that's kind of where he's from. And then they kind of made their way into Portland due to communism and, you know, kind of that whole ordeal. And then, you know, kind of ended up in Portland and then made his way down to Washington. And that's kind of where I always grew up. And then that's kind of where most of my Laos families at, and then kind of people all over, but that's kind of the majority of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so cool. Your sponsors were from Portland, like your dad's sponsor was from Portland.
Yeah, I think so. From what I know is kind of a church helped them out, and they kind of ended up they kind of ended up in that area, that Portland area, and that's kind of where
that's a big Lao community, right? And then, that's a good size Lao community.
Yeah, for sure. I got some family still in Portland, so yeah, for sure. I got some family still in Portland, and then so I haven't been out there that recently, but I kind of growing up, I used to kind of always visit there and kind of go back and forth.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, well, cool. All right, well, tell us a little bit about your childhood, specifically how you ended up getting into football, AJ.
Yeah, good question. So I guess early on, I was kind of a—I wouldn't say like a super big kid, but I was kind of like a just wanted to lose weight, I guess. That's kind of how I started off, and so I just needed some activity. So I actually ended up playing baseball, just kind of with the Flyers they had at the whatever the school they kind of gave it to us, and then my mom kind of signed me up, and so that's kind of how I started with baseball. And so it was that, and then I also did taekwondo kind of growing up. So that was kind of the two things, just to be active, and that's kind of the two things that I started off with. And then through baseball, one of my baseball coaches, Little League coaches, was actually he had a football team too, so kind of Little League football too, same thing. But I always wanted to play it, but my mom just never let me. She just was too afraid to kind of put me in it. So after a while, kind of went by, and just me kept asking her, because I still knew the coach. Yeah, I still played baseball. I knew the coach, and he said, just come out. It'll be, I think you'll really like it. And so I was kind of a bigger kid, so obviously he thought I would be good at it. And so after just convincing my mom to finally letting me play, she just she ended up letting me. The coaches talked her into it, and it just ended up working out. So I went from baseball, I still played baseball, but ended up picking up football. Probably can't remember the exact age, but I want to say that fifth through sixth grade, that age, or maybe even a little bit less, maybe fourth, around there. But it was a little later than, I guess, I want to say most kids. But I wasn't doing like the flag football or nothing. I just kind of went straight into the pads and stuff. So kind of did that. And yeah, I kind of fell in love with it right off the get. So, I mean, I ended up playing that, and just playing defensive end. That's obviously kind of what I originally started playing throughout my just kind of Little League, middle school, and then even high school. And then my first year in at Utah State too. So that was kind of the thing. And yeah, I just kind of fell in love with it, and was something that, I felt that I wanted to play at the next level. Obviously, I didn't know how, but I just knew it was going to take a lot of work at the end of the day. And I just kept working, and it ended up working out and in my favor at the end of the day. So it's kind of my journey through football a little
So
bit.
when you first saw football, was there a different position that you wanted to play? Like, did you dream about being the quarterback or running back, or and how did you get into like you said, how did you get to defensive ends? Was that by
Yeah,
choice?
so yeah, kind of. So my baseball coach, he was a defensive end, and when he played, so he kind of naturally put me there. I remember I did like a camp. It was like a try one of the tryouts. Like originally, like you could do like there was like different stations, like for whatever position. Like I just remember trying out quarterback. I was like, I could not throw the ball, so I was just like, it's not for me right there, or off the bat. And then so I tried a couple of different positions, and obviously just ended up at defensive end, and I liked it. Honestly, at the end of the day, it was pretty, I don't want to say simple, but I could use my athleticism at a young age to kind of just make plays. And there wasn't a ton of thinking going on. They were just kind of just go, especially obviously Little League, you're just going anyways, so that was kind of where I started. And then kind of transitioned to on the offensive side, playing running back. So I just kind of did defensive end and running back, and that was really fun. But I think I remember like the last year of like Little League, they implemented like a weight limit, so you couldn't like run the ball or even touch the ball if you were like over a certain amount of weight. I can't remember the weight, but so I couldn't play running back anymore, so I had to play tackle and still play defensive end, but offensive tackle and defensive end. That's kind of was my last year of Little League. And then going into middle school, I played sixth grade. I didn't do or seventh grade. I didn't do sixth grade because I just ended up playing my last year of whatever it was called, Little League or Rick Kids. And then so seventh grade was my first like school, middle school football, and still play defensive end and then some tight end, but mostly on the defensive side, which I focused on. But
Yeah, well, cool. Well, so you had a great high school career, but one of the things I noticed about you, AJ, is you kind of come out of a small town in Western Washington or a smaller metro area. My daughter's a college swimmer, but swimming's kind of easy because you just put your times in a database and people see them. It's very objective. Football, you got to get noticed. And if you're not in a big football area or a big city, I mean, it's just a lot harder, right? Than some of the other sports. So how, tell us about the college recruiting process. Was it hard to sell yourself? Because I think a lot of people could relate to this, and we know a lot of people whose kids are trying to go through the process. So
yeah, for sure. So I mean, obviously, like my parents, you know, my dad's from Laos and then my mom's from Mexico, and like they're not playing sports, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. They don't know a whole lot about that process. And like, I always knew like, that's something I want to do. Like, yeah, I even say like people, you know, would ask me when I was younger, like what I want to do. I was like, I want to be play professionally, you know, whatever it is, football, baseball, whatever. Like I wanted to do that, but obviously there's steps in between. And I knew that college was one of them, but like, you don't know like what the steps are. You don't know what's the process or kind of what that is. But basically, you know, from what I know is at high school, you know, I would always kind of just put my film together on Huddle. I think it was called Huddle. I think it's they still use that in high school, the kind of the film outlet. But so I was going to kind of put my film together and through Huddle. Obviously, freshman year, I kind of did that and kind of did that every single year. I think, honestly, I just did that because I thought it was cool, like, just to put them together, the highlights together, right? But I think I knew, I started seeing other people kind of post them on Twitter. And that's kind of what kind of start. I've seen buzz, you know, I've seen guys get offers, through Twitter, just posting on Twitter, posting their highlights on Twitter through Huddle. And it was mostly kind of the guys in, different areas. It wasn't like from where I was from, cause where I was from at the time, honestly, I couldn't remember, you know, if there was a guy going like playing Division I, it was mostly kind of the smaller schools. I know the Seattle area was like a bigger area where kids were getting kind of offers, and obviously it's a bigger city, but yeah, so it wasn't kind of, it was kind of not common in that, in my area kind of, so that for that stuff. But so I kind of just followed what I seen people doing, honestly, and you know, posting my film on Twitter, right? And it was just kind of the link to Huddle, and through that, that's when I started getting kind of messages and just follows from different coaches and from, you know, different schools, right? And so it kind of just, that's how it started. It kind of just follows. And then you get messages, obviously, and you kind of just go through that process of, you know, they're asking you what's your school like, what's your transcripts like, that whole stuff. And obviously they go through, the coaches come and visit you, on campus and, or at your school. And I don't think necessarily it was, that they were coming for me. I think it was just kind of their area, their recruiting area, because, what I didn't know is, you know, college coaches at schools, like each coach will have a different area. And so, you know, it could be like, you know, Seattle would be one of the coaches areas, or by, you know, so and forth, depending on what school you are. Right. So kind of met coaches through that. And so combination of that and many coaches through, you know, just coming passing by my school, you know, that was kind of how it started. Then I did camps, and that was kind of the next step, right? And getting out there, being competing against like other kids who were at the camps. And I remember my first offer wasn't until, I want to say after the summer going into my senior year. That was kind of my first offer. It was Eastern Washington, which is a FCS school. Kind of nearby. I think it was 2 hours away from, you know, where I live. But yeah, that was my first offer, and it was kind of slow. Like, you know, obviously I'm talking to a few different schools. I talked to the two schools that I originally wanted to go to, which was Washington State and UW. Just talking to them, didn't offer me, right? But just kind of talking to them back and forth, going to the games. They invited me to the games and stuff, taking my families or whatever. But did those camps as well. Just didn't get the offer. Got the Eastern Washington. And then kind of throughout my senior year, kind of picked up a couple of different ones, more SCSs, Portland State, kind of, you know, that Big Sky Conference. And then, but obviously, you know, I'm trying to play at the highest level. I want to play, you know, for Washington State, UW, just in the hometown, you know, kind of state, home state, I guess. But they never came. And, you know, I was still looking for an FBS offer, which FBS is just, you know, kind of just a little bigger school or whatever. But I think my first FBS was Utah State. And then after I got Utah State, it was, I want to say Air Force and then Colorado State. So Mountain West, still in the Mountain West. And I took my official visits out of high school, and I want to say Eastern Washington, Colorado State, Air Force. And I think it was a one more, but those are kind of the main ones. I actually didn't even take a visit to Utah State, but it was honestly just my relationship with the coaches at the time. I didn't take a visit there because, long story short, it was just they didn't have enough spots at the time, so I had to come in fall camp, which is basically they just take a scholarship from the next year recruiting class, give it to me, but I have to wait till the full, I guess, year's over, which is the first day of fall camp. But yeah, so that's just what I ended up shooting, and it ended up working out.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you had an incredible career there. Took them to a Mountain West, championship. I mean, it's a team effort, but you were a big part of it. But man, tell us about some of your proudest moments and what you did there at Utah State.
Yeah, I think my proudest moments is just honestly just I couldn't pinpoint one exact thing. Obviously, the Mountain West Championship was great. Like, I never won a championship in high school, but being able to do that at a college level, was a great feeling, honestly, because you work so hard, to all year long with the same group of guys, and being able to get that, come on top at the end of the year was great, right? So, but I think the biggest thing is honestly just sticking to it, honestly, ever since I got there, like, I knew I had to work hard, because from the area I'm from, it's not a lot of guys going, playing Division One, one, and then two, like, there's not a lot of guys looking like me in the situation, where I'm at, at Utah State, there's not, it's so, so that the kind of those two things, I knew I gotta have to do more, than the other person. So, and, I always try to get extra work, all that, just to put myself in the best situation, and so that I can get on the field. And, I did that as a freshman, it kind of allowed me to get on the field as a freshman. I also wasn't that good. I kind of was just out there just running around, kind of just trying to see the ball, get ball, but, kind of helped me throughout my, the later years, kind of being out there, the game slowed down for me and was able to kind of be out there and be an impact, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. Go.
Yeah, I want to go back a little bit, AJ.
Yeah.
You mentioned your mom and dad, Lao and Mexican, right? Not very athletic and didn't know much about it. Tell us about, like, that experience, like growing up with family. Did you get support? Did you get ridiculed? I mean, me, my parents didn't believe in athletics, right? So I got a lot of ridicule, saying, mm-hmm. hey, I wanted to be a big, I wanted to be a bodybuilder, right? And that's just like, one, I was like, man, have you looked in the mirror? You're the ocean, you're 5 feet tall, yeah. You're 120 pounds. Yeah. I got a lot of, and like Laotian parents can be pretty, I don't know how your dad was, but they can be pretty rough when it comes to, like, you ain't doing, you can't, So how was it for you? I mean, you said, like, the area you're from, not too many people, were into what you were doing. So, like, how was, like, did you have a conflict in high school with social life and, like, oh man, I got to play football and other kids won't want to go out. Hey man, I want to go party. I want to hang out with my girl. Like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I kind of started with my family. So I was kind of fortunate, my parents were very supportive at the end of the day. Like, they knew I was very passionate about what I wanted to do, and they've always been supportive. My mom always kind of just stressed it, like, go after your goal, go after your dream, you know what I'm saying? But, at the end of the day, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to put the work in. And that was kind of the big thing she always stressed to me. And, my pops always supported me. It was never no, ridicule or, backlash for what I wanted to do. I would say maybe at the extent when I was, like, younger, I said, people, my family sometimes would ask me, like, or just people in general would ask me, like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And obviously, as I'm saying, like, I want to play professionally, and obviously I got a lot of work to do to get to that point. But, people would always give me the, that's not really realistic. So, like, what do you actually want to do? You know what I'm saying? But that was kind of the thing. But nothing too crazy to the extent of, not a huge support. Now I got a ton of support, and even in high school. But, growing up, I wouldn't say that people were kind of trying to make me, I seen people kind of hanging out and kind of doing all these other things. But for me, it's like, I really enjoy kind of putting that extra work and kind of just, going to the field by myself, getting better at that, or, kind of just perfecting my craft so that, I'm better, when it comes to the games and football. That's what I found enjoyment in at the end of the day. And because I knew, like, if I can accomplish what I need to accomplish, you know, I can have fun, you know, down the road. So that's kind of how I always approached it at a young age, and, you know, still how I approach it to this day. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I want to, you know, jumping back to your college career, there's a fun fact. We interviewed Lo Van Pham. He's an NFL official now, but a few years ago, he was a college official when he interviewed him. And he actually officiated the Mountain West game, championship game that you were in. Lo was born in Southern Laos, just like your dad. So we thought that was kind of a
Oh,
funny thing.
wow. Yeah, I
One of the
didn't know
officials, yeah, and your dad were born kind of in the same area, and Lo came to the US as a kid. He actually grew up in the same neighborhood as my wife, went to the same elementary school and all that. So just kind of a
that.
funny
Oh, wow.
fact
That's
about your
crazy.
career. But the ultimate funny fact was, I mean, you went to the LA Bowl, and it was kind of almost a historic event for the Lao community. Everybody was talking about it because you had two Lao names on each side of the field, one on offense, one on defense, going head to head. And nobody had ever seen that before. And we posted a photo that I think it was that your mom took of you and Noyce from Oregon State at the game. And it kind of went viral. It got several hundred thousand views and stuff, and reshares, and hundreds of people like resharing it. So that was just kind of cool. But what do you think that moment meant for the Lao community? Why do you think it brought so much pride?
Yeah, honestly, like, you know, my dad knows his parents. So originally, like, I kind of knew of him already, and kind of we kind of spoke before leading up to the game, you know what I'm saying, just briefly, but obviously I've never met him in person. But yeah, so it was kind of mostly just I'm thinking, like, you know, it's gonna be cool because, you know, our parents know each other and kind of close family know each other. So that was kind of the extent that, you know, from what I knew. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure I took a picture with him, and, you know, likewise with him, just to because there was some history with the families. But no, I didn't expect it to kind of, you know, be seen in that light, you know what I'm saying? So for people to just see it up from all over, you know, when you guys posted it, and get so much love at the end of the day, you know, which is awesome. But, you know, obviously I think it's because of the, you know, you just don't see that every day, you know, maybe. And, you know, two Laos, you know, kids going, you know, playing at that level, you know, basically, you know, almost at the high, you know, basically at the highest stage in college football, you know. And so it was, I think I thought it was great. And, you know, it was awesome to kind of just experience that, and, you know, kind of see the love that and support that I got.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think because it was on national TV, right? Rigged brand new stadium in LA, bowl game, everybody's watching it. And we got so many comments, so many DMs, and like I said, hundreds of thousands of people, literally. I don't know what the definition of viral is, but we consider that one viral, right, Co? That when we posted
Right.
that photo.
I mean, like you said, it's rare, right? I mean, you don't see that, and especially in the Laotian community, right? I mean, the athletes are very rare. I mean, if you look at, like, if you follow our Hall of Fame page, there aren't that many athletes. Like, we're almost like running out. We need to hurry, you know, hurry up and let this new generation, like you guys, come on and take over. So right now, there's like a little like a stalemate of you know of people coming up. So.
I don't know. There's more Lao players in Division One football now than ever. And you're in there. Noyce just he graduated, but then you got the Pomachan brothers, you got Malachi Moore. And there's probably some others coming up that we don't even know about.
You follow those guys at all, or you speak to them on social media or anything? Know of each other?
I don't, to be honest. I mean, I kind of obviously know about them,
Yeah.
and you know, just through kind of social media. But no, I don't
Yeah.
kind of keep a close contact with
Yeah.
them. But I know we played, you know, Bama. I think it was last year, so obviously got to play
Oh,
against
yeah.
them a little bit. But,
Yeah, Malachi was there. I don't know. You don't play Florida State or University of Florida. There's Ty Jacquiao Bowman on there. His
that's
older
right.
brother used to play at Northwestern. So they're out there. But
Yeah,
just
for
to have
sure.
two, I think the fact that two of them came together in that big of a game, right, was just what made
Yeah,
it, which made it really,
100%. Oh, well,
really
especially with
cool.
Lao last names, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's true because yeah, people don't even notice if you have like certain last names, right? You wouldn't even know. So that
Yeah,
stands out at you know the 12
exactly.
letters across the back or 14 letters across the back of
For
the
sure. Yeah, well, that's the minimum. So
jersey.
yeah, so AJ, do you have were you born with a Laotian name, or what does AJ stand for? Yeah, so my first name is Eknalon, And then my middle name is Jaron. So as you get the AJ, and then so it's just Eknalon, Jaron, and then Wankwachon.
So I'm sure your father named you. Did he tell you the meaning of that?
He did a while back. I can't remember. I don't want to give you the wrong. I think it was my grandma who named me, actually. But
we can ask you.
There's always meanings behind those names, man.
We thought you would know. For sure.
Huh?
We thought you would know.
What?
We thought you would know the meaning of it. No?
Say it again. Can you spell it for me?
Yeah, it's AEAKNALONG.
Eknalong.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We'll get it from your parents.
I know it has something to do with like being number one, but it's like not exactly the translation. But I'd have to ask them. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
You know, when you're younger, you don't care. Like, I hated my first name, but I hated spelling it, and people always made fun of me and put the pawn, right, and having this 12 letters. But now, as you're older, and you look back and you think of the meaning, and like, you know, especially my dad gave it to me, and like, it means a lot more now. You know, when you're young, you don't think about it, you know. But as you get older, you'll get more attached to that name and the meaning, and you know. So there are special meanings to it, though, for sure.
Yeah, cool. Well, anyway, you had an awesome career at Utah State, but you're not done in college. You're moving on. You're kind of moving up, I guess, the conference ladder. Tell us what's next for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, so I hit the portal. Obviously, you guys kind of seen the social media and whatnot, but I hit the portal and then kind of took a few visits out the portal, just posting, you know, kind of just pictures and whatnot. I think my mom posted the pictures frequently, but after each visit. But yeah, I ended up choosing BYU, and honestly, it just came down to, because I went to Washington State, which is originally one of the schools I wanted to go to out of high school, BYU, and then it was Minnesota and South Carolina. So those are kind of the four that I went to. There was a couple more that I was supposed to go on, but I just got super like worn out from the traveling, honestly. So I just ended up locking it in. But yeah, I ended up choosing BYU, and honestly, just came down to the relationships I had with the coaches here. Because my position coach, who is here now, is the one who brought me to Utah State. So obviously there's that. And, you know, with my timeline, it's unique just because I only have really less than a year. You know, obviously missing spring ball going into the season, you know, is huge, right? I just wanted something familiar where I can kind of jump in, you know, kind of know the defense or have played in the defense already. So that was kind of the biggest thing. And obviously they're going to the Big 12, so that helps, you know. So it kind of, you know, big football around, you know, regardless of what school I were to choose, which is, you know, ultimately why not for my last year, you know, to kind of prove that I can, you know, do at the next level. So what better way than just, you know, kind of ball out in these bigger conferences. So yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm excited. Obviously there's work to do, but, you know, just kind of getting after it.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're excited to see what you do in the Big 12 with BYU there. That'll be really exciting. The question on everybody's mind is trying to enter the NFL draft in the future for you? I know that's
– Say it again, sorry. You got
to
cut
NFL
out.
Draft, is that in the future for you to enter it, to at least try to go to the combines, try to
– For sure. I mean, that's kind of – you know, I wouldn't put in all this extra time and effort, you know, to not – you know what I'm saying? It's always been a goal of mine, and, you know, I wouldn't just come this far to just try to get this far, you know, so – It's for sure a goal of mine, and you know, that's obviously a lot of work to be done, but you know, that's kind of the main goal for me at this point, to put myself in the best position to get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's good. So we may have two Lao Americans in the NFL draft next year, you and Malachi Moore, both probably taking a run at it, hopefully. So that'll be really exciting. Any final advice you have for anybody out there that wants to play at this level in college, AJ, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think the biggest advice is just, I wish, you know, there was kind of a, you know, a secret recipe that I could give, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just that hard work, you know what I'm saying? That hard work and grind, that extra time you're going to have to put in. Obviously the circumstance is very right. Like, you know, I was kind of blessed with kind of being, you know, the size that I am from my parents. You know, my parents are pretty small, but ended up being blessed in that aspect. You know, so, you know, depending on where you're at, you know, obviously you have to put more work. If you're a little bit smaller, like, you're gonna have to make it up and get the other areas,
what is
right?
your height and weight? What is your height and weight?
Yeah, so my height is, I'm 6'2". Yeah, 6'2", 235.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how tall are your parents? They're short, right? I've seen the pictures that you tower over them, but.
Yeah. They're about 5'5". My dad's 5'5", and my mom's 5'5", too. So, yeah, but they're pretty small.
you don't hear too many pushes over 6 feet, man. I mean, now you are, right? I mean, but, man, years ago, like when I was growing up as a kid, like, man, like 6'2", 235, man, that's huge.
Yeah, it's different here in America, the nutrition or whatever. I don't know.
The milk.
Exactly.
Get some here and drink milk.
Yeah,
exactly. Cool.
Well, awesome. Well, Co, you got anything else for AJ?
No, man. Hey, thanks you. You know, thanks for coming on, man. It's great. I know you got a busy schedule, and we were trying this for a while, man. But yeah, I mean, to have a future NFL star, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, man. A future NFL star on the show.
I appreciate you guys.
And hey, the last guy we had on that was trying to make the NFL, Lo Van Pham,
made it.
He made it after our interview, so I don't know if we had anything to do with it, Co. But
hey, he went after he was college, then he went to USFL.
Yeah,
like for like a season, then boom, jumped into the NFL.
That's right. Yeah, is it official? So
from my dad's hometown, Tuckasay.
Man.
Yep. Yeah. Well, cool. All right, man. Well, hey, we appreciate the time, AJ. Great talking to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And if you guys need anything from me,
Will do, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Right. Yep. The C4 Podcast is brought to you by the Lao American Sports Hall of Fame. Visit us on the web at laoamericansports.com. Celebrating the first, inspiring the next.